For the Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachupa with your daily gospel reflection. Today we read from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 21 through 26. And in this gospel, we hear Jesus speaking these powerful words that whoever has his commandments and observes them is the one who loves. And the one who loves him will be loved in turn by God. The one who loves Jesus, the one who gives love to God, will in turn then be able to receive love from God. Now, we have to remember this, that God, in an act of pure love, created everything that is. This is what the Catechism teaches us. So God, who is love itself, in this act of pure love, creates all things. But if I don't love God in return, can I really experience his love? Here, Jesus is showing us the way. He's showing us what it takes. Today, we also celebrate the feast of St. Catherine of Siena, great doctor of the church, and one who loved God above all things. Now, Catherine of Siena found the way to love God in a deep interior life and without ever really venturing very far from her home in Siena. At a very young age, she knew and was convinced that the love of her life, the deepest desire of her heart, was to be united with the Lord. And so she lived her life in that perfect union with God. It's a reminder for us that we don't necessarily have to go far afield in order to find that place where we're going to be able to experience the love of God. In fact, God wants us to be able to experience his love, his presence, right where we are. And so whoever loves Jesus, whoever keeps his commandments, God the Father loves in return. May we today have that grace to love the Lord above all things, to love the Lord in this moment as we are here and now, and so to receive the infinite love, the infinite mercy of the God who made us.